It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Totally wrecked. But it's Friday, so I don't care. Hey, Justin, good morning. There's such great people helping us out. Robin and Justin, Rage. Oh my God. We could not have gotten through COVID without Rage. Like that guy, every day I'd be like, can you please, I'm going to turn on my thing from home and we would need to cut some things.
Rage is good at what he does, but he's also one of those, like I told you before, I don't get to see him outside of work, but I consider him a friend, not just a work acquaintance or whatever. I love Rage.
Yeah. He's great. Just energetic, like really positive energy. I love people like that. Mm-hmm. We're just like, you know what? I'm just happy to be here. Like, God, all right. Wow.
Well, people who've done Thanks radio and been around go, I really appreciate this job.
Yeah, because I've seen what other people are doing and it doesn't seem fun at all.
I love this.
Ooh, yes. Speaking of radio in general, our boss says, our old boss, Steve DiNardo, the guy who hired the Sarah and Vinny show in 1997. We love that guy. I've played in bands with him.
He's
coming to John's 60th birthday party.
Are him and the wife coming or just him?
Him and the wife.
Oh.
They're coming up. He's going to golf. It's the whole thing. It's great. I love that guy. So I had breakfast with him yesterday and he just had, you know, said hello and had nice things to say about you and was fun to reminisce about all the fun old times.
All the dumb crap.
I know. All the dumb stuff we've done over the years. He's great. DiNardo.
Those are the years that set this whole thing up.
Yep.
Those early days.
You ain't kidding. Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert. Download the free Odyssey app. AUDACY. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. And you'll get your daily entry for your chance to win a trip for two to see Odyssey's We Can Survive concert. Round trip airfare, two night hotel stay, a meet and greet with Benson Boone. People love Benson Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll do a backflip while you're there. You don't know.
Well,
it's a mystery. What will happen?
Some of these cats, once they get that move on lock, they throw that anytime they want.
He runs up a wall and flips over backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert. You want to go? Just listen to us on Odyssey and do it for hours and hours and hours. Always leave it on.
Forever.
It's National 401k Day. I was looking at this little chunk here. They say the percentage of places you can work that actually offer that, it's like almost 80%. And the amount of people who take advantage of it is like 40%. Like you should, if you've got 401k at your office, talk to your HR department, I guess. I don't know. I've been in that forever. Like forever.
Well, the main thing, and many of you may be choosing not to because you feel like I can't afford to have any money taken out. And I absolutely get that. But I remember Liz St. John telling me it's free money. They match here. They're giving you a percentage of money for every percent. Like you can't not do it. And yeah. I went, okay, I'll walk down the hall and get that started. And it really is.
There are incredible tax advantages to it.
It's life-saving.
It's, and you watch it grow because it's invested. You can't touch it. You watch that thing grow. And then it will spur you to do more. If listen, no matter how old you are, you should be doing this. But if you're a kid and you just got your first, you know, big job, you're out of school and you have a job and they offer 401k, do it and put in the absolute most you can stomach. Like put as much in as you can. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is the yearly limit now?
Mine went up because you cross a certain age threshold. Yes. And you can put a little bit more. So it depends on how old you are, how much you can put in. And it also depends. You really got to talk to your HR department. Maybe you shouldn't be getting money advice from two radio dorks, but what
I think you should,
you might have to be putting in a certain amount to get the match. You know what I mean? Yes. Like if you're putting in 1%, you don't trigger the match. If you're putting in 3%, you trigger a 3% match.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you got to check with them on what your plan is, but it does add up and it is worth it.
It is. Even if your company doesn't match, it's still worth it to go pre-tax, let that money grow. And then when you're using it as a retiree, you're getting taxed at your rate then. And it's a totally different thing.
And I haven't done anything to mine. I told you I dated a girl. This was Santa Rosa. How do I word this? She had a 401k club.
Oh,
and her and her little girlfriends would get together and they were managing it themselves.
Oh my God.
So they were like, should we move this here? They were doing a whole thing. And it was also girl dinner, you know, where cheese and crackers and whatever else.
Glass of wine.
Yeah. But I thought that was really not only smart, but pretty cute.
Well, it's how great that they are educating themselves
on it.
And thinking about that and long term. It's such a great. It's a great thing that you could do for future you.
401k day, everyone.
Yeah.
Look into it.
It's also National Read a Book Day. And if you're looking for a good read, Melania Trump has a book coming out. It's just called Melania, it looks like. It's coming out October 8th. And
can you imagine the editor? That thing came back. The whole book was redacted. Start over.
Start again. You know what's so funny? Like, It says my story, my perspective, the truth.
Uh-huh.
So, and by the way, it's expensive too. Like, cause they, you know, you can buy it through whatever website and there's all these like signed editions, especially.
Well, she's a former first lady.
Sure. There's a little video too. So if you follow her on Twitter, you can see that and everything, but it's just so funny cause I'm looking through some of these pictures of her in her service to the country as the first lady. One of the things was her be best thing that me and John all the time, I'm always like, be best. And he's like, what do you mean? Like be the best or be best at something? What do you mean exactly? Let me ask my committee of people who agree with everything I said. Be best. Be best.
What does it mean?
Nobody knows. And I just wish that I could have been a fly on the wall when she walked in and they're like, all right, first lady, you know, what's your platform? What are you going to do? What is your thing going to be? What's your one thing? She was on be best. And then she turned and walked out of the room. Anyway, she got a book coming out. Mom, okay. I'm sure you'll love reading that. The Burning Question. And it's book day. It's National Read a Book Day, which is why I brought that up.
Oh, okay.
National Read a Book Day. You can't read that one yet, but next month you can. The burning question on everybody's mind. Even last night, John had a softball game.
The hot tub's not in. Is that the question?
Oh, that is a good question. What's going on with the hot tub?
You know, I will tell you one thing. There's some work going on and they're doing a great job and it's all fine.
It's all tore up back there still? You put it back together.
She's got a, you know, a vision. She likes to be in the backyard and she's got a vision and all this stuff. Those guys are out there jackhammering all day.
Oh,
like all
removing all the old stuff. Oh my God.
It's like, yeah. How does Sarah live like this?
It's hard
day in and day out with projects going nonstop. How have you lived like that?
I close my eyes and I let the sound remind me of how beautiful it's going to be. It is hard. It's hard living through it. And especially Jesus, there's nothing worse than jackhammering. There's nothing worse than jackhammering two blocks away. When it's happening in your backyard, it's really difficult. I feel you right now. So they're getting out the old hardscape and then they're going to come in and lay all new stuff and give you a
hot tub.
There's
a lot of change in
I'm excited
motion.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And we're reusing a lot of stuff too.
That's great. Well, I love
it's
that.
It's necessary. Mm. Like the you know, the price. Any, I'm sure even you are finding yourself at times going, we got to find a way to make this a little bit more attainable.
Yeah.
We don't need to break the bank on that part of this project.
We used 100% of our old deck in the new deck and in the new planters.
Yeah, that's like, what I mean.
Just because lumber is so crazy expensive. Anyway, that's not the burning question, though. Although I do appreciate the update, like a lot.
Well, I just didn't know where you were going with that.
So yesterday, like John's leaving for, I do like Houseworth, that is true. John's leaving for a softball game, and he's in there setting up the football game for himself to watch when he gets home.
Oh, and the burning question.
The burning question is, right. Was Taylor Swift at the Chiefs-Ravens game?
Do you want me to tell you?
Kicking off on,
do you know?
I have the answer.
Oh, okay, go.
But please tell me your thoughts and feelings.
I didn't, so I was, again, I was pretty busy, and I was, you know, dinner then came up fast because of the reading books with my youngest and the
courthouse, sure.
And, you know, and I'm not in trouble, don't worry, it was just a ticket, but I was trying to take care of it and didn't get it done.
You're a too soon writer.
Probably.
I just don't know what the opposite of a procrastinator is.
Well, no, too soon a writer.
Kind of works, right?
Kind of, yeah, kind of does. I didn't watch the whole part of the lead up to the game.
Yes.
So I didn't see that. I did see her, though, in the box and went, oh, she's there. And they mentioned that she's there. Mm-hmm. So they're getting as much run out of her attendance as they can.
She was spotted arriving.
I saw her outfit in a... I probably saw that on the internet as I was reading right before bed and went, she looks great.
Mm. Are you talking about that like weird bodice thing that she had on?
The jean top and jean bottom with the tall boots. She just looks great.
Yeah. Well, she's Taylor the whole time.
And it's not cool in Kansas City either. You know how it's hot here right now? I bet it's hot there too.
Yeah.
And that other kind of hot.
That humid, middle of the country, claustrophobic, mm-hmm. Where's the water hot?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, she's got some time off here, and somebody had done some kind of calculation where they figured out that she could go to 14 of their games if she wanted to, if she could work her schedule. Of course, they're breaking up on the 28th. Don't forget about that.
I don't believe that.
It's
going
to be a big press release and a whole thing. I mean, I read it. I mean, it must be true. It had letterhead from a
I don't even know.
Publicity company.
I know the guy does a podcast, and I know he does 10,000 commercials.
I'm about to tell you about the best one I've ever seen him do. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, he was just one of the things, the stories I saw was about him being Mrs. Swift.
Mm.
And he said, I'm okay with it. I chose this life. And I thought, you know what? Good on you. That's just lean into that.
That is literally what he's like. I'm not bothered by being arm candy for the most famous person in the world.
You've got it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the life I chose, I guess. I have fun with it. I love it. I think it's great. They do. I mean, I wish them the very best because they're undeniably adorable. Fingers crossed. I can't predict the future. People get sick of each other.
I've talked about my own relationship. We've had ups and downs, but we started out strong. And luckily that propelled us through some tough times. But in reality...
Well, kids are hard. They add an element that you just didn't expect.
But there is something to be proud of to the extent that if you've weathered some storms and still are still standing, that's a pretty big deal, you know? So
no
I hope
question.
They're able to do that.
Yeah.
There's so much more for them to navigate than... You know,
I
some
agree with
DJ
that.
In the Bay Area.
No,
but
I feel like these are people who are, they are both on the road for a lot of their job and a lot of their time. And they're both really famous in their circle and in the circle of them together in their own circles. Like if the interest starts to flag, I think that becomes the end really quickly because it gets harder and harder to make time for something you don't care about that much. I think that's why it gets really obvious when big famous people are getting sick of each other.
Ben.
Yeah. Suddenly that person's just did not rally for you on that
particular
day.
Ben
Affleck. Boy, he's so happy now.
I know. Well,
like giddy.
And
so
you
giddy.
Know, the sourpuss was clear. Long before
get-go.
They even broke
right.
up, it was like, geez, dude.
You're dragging me to all this stuff. You know I hate this. So in case you're wondering, What is Travis Kelce's favorite Taylor Swift song? I like all of them. I sing along to every single one of them. When I go to her shows, I sing along. When she comes to my shows, she's writing plays for us. So, there's a new commercial. It's a Pepsi commercial, and it's like a Gladiator tie-in, but it's also clearly, you know, it's a throwback to the 04 Super Bowl commercial, which was also a Gladiator tie-in and also a Pepsi thing. So I start with this new one. It's Travis and other NFL players. And it's these two guys are sitting in a bar and they both want Pepsis. So this is their the Pepsi Zero Sugar or whatever stupid thing it is. They put those on the bar and the guys look down. It's like, can you hear that? Do you hear that? And it's a stadium cheering. And they look over into the top of the of their Pepsi cans. And there's a little tiny gladiator ring in there, like a Coliseum. And then you are the camera and you zoom down into the thing as Travis Kelce and all these guys come out onto the sand lot and all the people are in ancient Rome are pounding and it's to We Will Rock You.
Oh.
And which, by the way, is the same as the 04 one. This is like a 20-year anniversary, and I'll tell you about that one in a second.
Okay.
Now, both of these I put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because I was just like, this is how you start your Friday. This is awesome. I love this. So I watched the new one with Travis and all these guys. Megan Thee Stallion is like the queen.
Oh, I saw part of that one last night.
It's so good. So now there she is, and she's rapping along with, like, putting a rap around the boom, boom, bump. But you know the
I didn't hear it, but I saw that one because we had just talked about her and how widespread she is now, and you go, man, she's become way bigger than just a rapper.
So there she is, and the first thing I think of is those nails because we've been talking about it. We talked about the pedicure that Benny Blanco got. But that's also on the Facebook page if you want to go take a look. It's so weird, little Persian rug thing with fringe. She reaches into the Pepsi. They've got a big cooler in old Roman style, but it's ice and the Pepsi. Uh-huh. And she reaches her hand in there and she takes her very much shorter because she's got a crack of Pepsi.
Oh, wow.
And so her nails are maybe half an inch, three quarters of an inch.
I guess you side click that thing.
I don't know.
You certainly can't go straight
in. You're taking a chance with the big nails. So there you go. She shortened her nails specifically for them. Maybe they did it because they were like, we want it to be obvious that it's easy to open our cans. And not that she's like, hold on, wait. But it's a badass commercial.
Maybe it's a stunt hand.
Yes, and these days they can AI anything into any position because they do show her and the...
Oh, they do?
Well, it seems that way. You see, once I saw that her nails were short, I could see the short nails on her actual hands. But again, you're right. That could 100% have been CG.
I did this college film where they did all these pickup shots because I couldn't be there. And when I saw the finish of it, I'm like, that's not my hand turning the key of my car. It's the producer, right. Like the director. Who
people
just
are going to know that's not my hand.
This. I'm like, oh, God, they do all that. Those pickup shots, right. With the person not even there.
So then this is this new Pepsi commercial. And it's like it's a promo for Gladiator, the new Gladiator that's coming out. It's a promo for Pepsi and it's a promo for the NFL.
All right.
And then it's based on the classic original. And by the way, I put the long version up. Like, this is from 20 years ago. It was a Super Bowl promo. It's Beyonce 20 years ago. It's Britney 20 years ago. And it's Pink 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And they come out. And Enrique Iglesias is in it for some reason.
What?
So they come out also into a Coliseum. And they sing the verses for the We Will Rock You. And of course, one after Britney's, it's ridiculously stupid and bad because it's Britney. And then there's Beyonce's and hers is good. And then there's Pink and she's so awesome.
Oh, you love it.
She's so, it's great. So I just sat here and you know how sometimes you're watching something and you're like, oh, my cheeks hurt. Oh, it's because I'm smiling so hard at this. So it's 20 years old. It's great. And it's also up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's the long version of the classic original. And I don't know if that's exactly when Gladiator came out or if they were just glomming onto the Gladiator hype. I mean, I assume that movie's about 20 years old, the original.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix is in it.
Oh, right. He's like the baddie.
The creepy
right.
prince or king or whatever. Yeah. Creepy. Again, him.
That
every time.
Guy. Right. And 20 years ago. Crazy. He's been creepy for a long time.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. So they're both up. Enjoy. I think you'll like it, Vinny. I thought of you, of course, because of the Megan Thee Stallion. What's coming up in the news?
Breakfast cereal and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ooh. After these.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Introducing Alice voice message on the Odyssey app. AudaCy. Go get it. It's free. Alice at 97.3 now has voice messages, a feature on the app that allows you to send us your thoughts in your own voice. We are super excited to hear what you have to say. Jane and I have been listening to these things in the afternoon, and it's just, yes, Vinny, you're
here. Hi, Craig. Hi. It's your boy, Vinny, over here.
Craig, Vinny has some instructions for you. He did not like your message.
No, I loved the message. I just, please, in the future, be a lot more clear about who your favorite on the show is. Mm. I could see it was me.
See, I really felt like it was.
But the girls around here, they just need to hear the words. Mm-hmm. Craig said something like, I went and saw If, and he's like, I am a construction worker.
I'm a grown man.
I am.
You do not want to see me ugly crying.
And I ugly cried for If. If
that doesn't make you his favorite,
it's
he
funny.
He has to spell that out, Vinny.
Okay, well, right. I'm trying to coach
but
you
if
up
it's,
here.
But if I'm your favorite on the show, then by all means, please say that. I also like my ego stroked. Don't laugh like that. You're such a jerk.
Anyway. What I was going to say, though, is Christina believes, as my longtime partner, she says, I've never seen you cry so fast as at If. And I was like, I don't think you were at.
Well, that one, though, I'm crying in the first 5 minutes of that thing.
It was the new Inside Out 2.
Oh.
I go, you weren't at that with me. She goes, there's no way you cried faster. And I'm sitting here like, are we debating
how fast I'm crying at movies? Is this actually a topic? Because it's happened so many times and it happened so quickly.
Listen,
that now we're debating whether or not I'm crying within the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
I don't know if washing my feelings with Jack Daniels is part of the, you know, once I stop that, maybe that's what uncorked all this. I don't know what.
I'm going to chalk it up to kids.
I think it's kids and maybe also the whole, you know, not washing my brain in Jack Daniels all the time has.
I think he'd be much more maudlin on Jack Daniels.
Anyway, if Craig, I'm with you, dude.
Anyway, you too can leave a voice message that we will hear, and then Vinny will give you, you know, pointers on how to make it better and more about him. Mm-hmm. So tell us whatever it is you've got on your mind. Just log into the Odyssey app, select Alice at 97.3, and click the little mic button right there. It's right there, and then just start talking. And there it is. And by the way, you do have a chance. Like I did one just to test it out. And I'm like, well, that sucked. And I deleted it. And I did another one.
Oh.
Just a little check 1-2, check 1-2.
Wow.
Because I figured. And then, of course, Jane did one, too.
Do you think she also had to do a couple takes?
I don't know, but you can.
You two are professional broadcasters, though.
Yeah, but that was my first, you know, I was nervous. I was like, I pushed the little microphone button, and then what happens? Uh-oh. So if you want to do it, you go, if you're already listening on the Odyssey app, just, you know, select our station and hit the little button. It's easy. It's just like that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Oh.
Find great food and a friendly atmosphere at Jack's Restaurant and Bar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Locations in Pleasant Hill, Newark, San Jose, San Bruno, and San Mateo. Visit ilovejacks.com to order online or for pickup.
I need a faster.com, don't I?
No,
it's
why?
Too low. You need to go .com.
Okay. Well, I mean, of all the things... I never even thought about that.
Oh. That was just, I wanted to go right along with you. .com. No, I mean, I'll just do .com for you.
Okay.
.com.
All right. Here's what's happening. So it is, in fact, Friday. You know, I know there's... It's my partner's favorite day. She gets to be with her husband later today, and we all know that's the reason for the joy. By the way...
That's not it, really.
What do you mean to...
We can't either. I can't either. It's just ridiculous.
I was reading, you know, in prep for this show, I read a million things that don't even make the airwaves. And then sometimes, even though I'm like, well, that's not for the air, I end up bringing it on air
you're
anyway.
You're reminded and you go, here it is.
This was a letter written to one of those, you know, shrink pages. And this lady wrote
like
in.
A Dear Abby kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of like that, except it wasn't Abby, but it was a woman. And she said, my problem is that my husband is now being very upset about the fact that we don't do it as often as we used to. And I was like, well, I'm in on that. What's going on here? And what's the answer to the problem? Well, it turns out, and I was like, well, we don't have that problem in my house.
Oh.
This guy goes, but Sherry does.
Oh,
this lady
Sherry.
Goes, it takes him 1 hour. And she used the term PIV. If you know what that
sure.
means.
Oh, sure. Not a PIA. Or a PITN.
No, you don't. No, anyway, she uses that term PIV and she says, it's 1 full hour of that. Mm. That's not, that means that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. Okay. I got it. I thought you were talking about like pain in the neck.
No.
But that's, yep. Now I know what that acronym stands for.
Okay. So she says it's 1 full hour of that.
So he's turning her into leather.
So there's some kissing, there's some other stuff, but that's not what she's including in the hour. She says it's just a full hour of that. And she goes, I don't want to do that. I don't have time for that, and I don't enjoy that.
Yeah.
So what do I do? And I thought, that's funny, Sherry.
She's getting got it worse than Sherry.
Yeah, that's why I thought Sherry,
like,
45.
Jesus, is wonderful. You're so quick, Doug.
That's nothing.
Oh. And what a relief.
All about perspective, Sherry.
I gave up on a guy one time. I was like, I gotta go. I'm not bothering with this anymore.
Right in the middle of it?
In the middle? Yes, 1 hour and 20 minutes in. Yes, I was like, I have to leave, but goodbye.
Did he say, but I'm
yes.
not? And you
no,
said.
No, no, please don't go. No, don't go. I'm like, I'm going, bye. And I'm never seeing you again, by the way. We're breaking up right now. We don't even know if we're together. We're breaking up. Ain't nobody got time for that. This is our first time together, and that's how long it's taken you? Like, come on.
That was your first time?
With him.
Had you been on dates prior to that night?
He was a guy I knew through somebody in college, and so I had liked him, and we'd, I can't remember. It was a long time ago. I definitely was, like, into this dude, and I finally got, you know, was having my way with him. And it just wasn't going my way at all. Mm. I'm like, this is just way too much work. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that time that lives in infamy here at the Alice that I called in sick because I needed to, you know.
Because you didn't need any time at all.
Well, it wasn't that bad. Mm. It wasn't a finger snap. But we'd been dating for a while.
Oh, so there had the first time.
There had been some buildup.
Yeah.
There had even been a drive home in excruciating pain one night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there'd been a lot of... And then there was even buildup that night. So when it was finally time, I was beyond ready.
Ready.
More than.
And I am ready.
And when it was... I just went, oh. How am I gonna... it wasn't that fast, Sarah, but it was... No one, there's no chance. She had no chance. There was no chance. I had to stay. I had to redeem myself. I wanted to be with that girl.
Well, and you wound up being with her.
I did. Sorry. I'm taking forever to get started in the news. Here we go. Here's what's happening. Right. Kansas City.
Oh, wait. What did the advice person say to the lady who it takes an hour of pounding?
The advice person said, you need to find a time when everything is okay between the two of you. Like, you can't bring this up when there's some other reason for you two to be angry at each other. Because when things are cool, though, you need to, because she did even say in the letter, she said, I miss the quickie at the kitchen table or the, you know, this. I don't mind that. I like it. It's nice. But the hour long thing, I'm not there for ever again. I don't want to do it. But the writer said, you got to talk to him and tell him that there needs to be some
prep.
Some build up so that the actual time together.
Or he could just call you and be like, I'm all hungry. Yeah. Come on in.
So while this person was being like, so you could flirt via text. You could do some things to create anticipation and some build up so that when the time comes,
it's a little quicker.
It's quicker.
Right.
I don't know that that's going to be the answer.
I don't know. That just seems like more work.
But I did understand the whole, sometimes you could bring something up to someone if they're in a bad mood. It could be the beginning of the end.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Well, and that fragile male ego.
It is. Very true.
No.
I would love to debate
I think
you
true
on
for
it.
Everybody.
But I do believe that, especially where.
Well, when it comes to that stuff, that's your manhood.
Right.
You know, well, there it all is.
Yeah. Now, from that subject to this one.
Okay.
Totally safe, by the way. That's the point. Are these the 50 best breakfast cereals of all time?
Oh, I will be the judge of that. I am into cereal.
Still?
Yes. Right now, I'm into Special K with red berries.
You've been into that forever, though.
Yeah, for a while. And I haven't changed.
For years and years.
I really like it. But if John, you know, we have kids, so he would come home with Lucky Charms or
Lucky Charms. Let me check the list.
Captain Crunch. Like, I would eat all that stuff too.
Lucky Charms comes in at number 8 on the list of best cereals. I won't do all 50.
Now, this is just like cereals that people really love, or because they're not, none of those are good for you. They have little sugar chunks in them.
Complex.com created a list of the 50 best breakfast cereals of all time. And this most definitely is not about health food.
Okay, great.
This is not healthy. This is not like, oh, I really love my muesli. No, mueslix, whatever. Whatever that is, that's not this. This list is the best.
This is yummy. This stays crispy and milk. This is sweet and delicious.
So I want you to guess the number 1 best breakfast cereal, and it was introduced in 1984. So it's right there in the sweet spot for you. You would have been what, a high school senior?
Yeah, 84. Definitely. That,
I mean, I'm sure you were mowing breakfast cereal going to school every day.
I was. I just don't know when it came out, but I'm going to say Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
That is number 3 on the list. That came out in 1967.
Oh my God, with Crunch Berries?
Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries. Number 3 on the list, introduced in 1967.
All right. How about, what are those Odie? They're O's and they're dark brown. They tear up the top of your mouth. They're like oat crunch, oat something. I can't think of the name of them, but I love that. I'm thinking that feels like an 80s thing.
I don't know that one. But
how about Cookie Crisp?
Cookie Crisp comes in at number 11.
Oh,
on the list.
And was introduced. Do they still make Cookie Crisp?
I don't know. I don't know if that they do. Introduced in 1977.
How about Cocoa Puffs?
Cocoa Puffs came in at, is in the top 10.
Oh,
came in at number 10.
Oh,
this is from something called complex.com. They compiled a list of the best cereals of all times. And you haven't gotten number 1 yet.
How about Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles, by the way, so is not nearly as good as Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, I like Cocoa Pebbles too.
Fruity Pebbles, not in the top 20.
Applejack's,
but Cocoa Pebbles is in at 18.
Applejack's has to be older than 84.
Applejack's came in at number 6 on the best cereals list and was introduced in 1965.
How about Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops is in at number 5 on the best cereal list.
What about Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes comes in at number 7 and has been around since the 50s.
It can't be like Honey Nut Cheerios or anything.
Honey Nut Cheerios is number 2.
Oh!
On the best all-time cereal list. I eat that.
You love that?
I don't love that. It, but I don't eat any of the others that you've mentioned ever. The sweetest cereal in our house is, in fact, Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah. And that gets, you know, you give it to the kids. You can even put that
they
in,
like
a,
it, yeah,
in a dry bag and bring it so they can snack on it somewhere. So number 1 is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That is the number 1 all-time cereal as voted by the people who go to complex.com.
All right. I don't love that.
Oreo-O's is actually the way that needs to be said. And that came out in 97. That's at number 4.
Applejack, I never heard 6. Of that. Like, I have no idea.
Lucky Charms?
Oh, yes.
Comes in at number 8.
Love Lucky Charms.
Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds.
Oh, that is
9.
Good.
Let me see. Is Honey Smacks what you were talking about?
No. Cracklin' Oat Bran. That's what that O's, the big O's are.
Not in the top 20.
Cracklin' Oat Bran is good. That tears it up.
Cookie Crisp.
That's also a top of the mouth killer.
Trix.
Oh, Trix. Trix are for kids.
Well, I used to eat that. Rice Krispie Treats cereal. So it's not Rice Krispies.
Oh.
It's Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
That actually sounds pretty good. So I assume that there's a sugar component. Because Rice Krispies, you had to put 4 tablespoons of sugar over
Rice
the top of
Krispies
that.
Rice Krispies is the one I remember where at the bottom of the bowl was just
sugar
all
milk.
That sugar. Right. Anyway.
Just gloopy
I thought
sugar
that was
syrup.
A fun
yeah, I love that.
Way to start our Friday.
Plus, yeah, Friday. I'll take a fast fact. I love a fast fact. Fast facts.
The largest pyramid in the world is in...
Oh, it's like in Mexico.
It is in Mexico, not Egypt. It's called the Great Pyramid of Cholula. I love their hot sauce.
Oh my God, their green hot sauce is the best.
You like the green?
The green. I like them all. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I like the orange, whatever. But that green is so good.
They say it's covered in grass and trees.
Oh.
And it has a church built on top.
Oh.
So it's hard to even tell that it's there, but the biggest pyramid in the world is the Great Pyramid of Cholula.
Wow.
The United States imports more oil from
Canada
than all the Middle Eastern countries combined.
Yeah, Canada with their 20 million total people has all the oil. As it gets hotter, Canada, you guys, let's get some waterfront property in Canada.
Oh, is that what you...
Send your children and their children's children up to Canada.
Is that the word on the street?
Well, it is in ecological circles. In global warming climate circles. Yeah, Canada's looking pretty good. Northern Russia.
Get out of here. What are you
I'm
talking
about that one. But Norway... That's a good one.
I definitely can get wound up about that at times and think,
like,
what moves should we make in order to make sure the kids are okay? And then I get like, you know what? And then am I the buried guy in some bunker spends his last 10 years and looks up and goes, oh, everything's fine? Oh!
I could have been outside this whole time?
I could have been living? Instead of hiding?
Oh, but look, the beach is 45 miles closer to me, and there's a decent break.
Well, all right. I mean, that is one of the things, but I have decided to stop letting that thought go.
You know, as I get older, it's easier to let those thoughts go. And I think it's because you see the end, you know, you're like, okay, well, I could fight about that, or I could just, like, you know, enjoy Big Brother.
No, that's what I mean by like you do.
Yes.
Can't let that one run where you're just going.
Because you become that person, right?
And then it's like, knock it off.
You know, just watch just watch Mad Max Furiosa, and you get the taste of the desert and the people with all the guns and bullets. Mm.
Things for parents have changed quite a bit. I remember thinking about what being a parent was like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
As I was thinking about becoming a parent. And so I was looking at the things that my parents had to deal with and other parents had to deal with. And there's a lot, but you don't even realize how much it's changed until you have kids and you realize there's an incredible amount of pressure on parents from other parents.
Yes.
Who might be so good at it.
Well, or appear to be because of social media.
They're setting this example out there in the world that you're supposed to live up to. And sometimes you do just have to go, I'll never be that parent. I have to stop looking at them.
Right.
And like, I just got
to be the best parent I can be.
Yep.
The best parent for these kids.
Right. A woman on TikTok is going viral for talking about how parents can help kids make friends by making Playdate business cards and having them on you at all times.
So you hand it to the kid or you go find the mom?
She decided to hype the idea after she received one. She said it makes coordinating play dates so much easier. And I do understand where they're going with this, which is play dates help everyone.
Yes, they do.
They really do. And you might find yourself there in the early days going, we don't need to network this parenting thing. What are you talking about? Mm. And then later you go, I need help. Well, I really gotta have. I'll take
so
your
many
kids,
levels, right?
But then, please, I need a minute. Take my kid.
Yeah, and kids playing together
is a good thing.
It's great. You get to sit down and you chit chat with the mom. Like Marianne and I, she's like my best friend. We met because of this guy Pat that you and I both knew. He was in the Wonder Bread 5 at the time, and I met her at one of the gigs, and we were both, I don't know, 13 months pregnant with our second kids. So we struck up a conversation that night and we realized we both had like our older kids
were at a concert 1 second from dropping children.
Yeah. My water broke on the way home that night. So it might've been 15 months pregnant actually. So we're both heavily pregnant and she said, I live in Mill Valley. I'm like, oh my God, I have no friends. I'm calling you tomorrow. Give me your number right now. And I called her at 7 a.m. the next morning. And she's all, yeah, hi, I'm up. I might come over. She was over at my house by 8 o'clock in the morning. And that is the end of that. We've ever since. Because it was another, we're huge pregnant ladies. And our two-year-olds, or almost two-year-olds, just started playing. And they're now, they both live in New York together. I mean, they're like best friends their whole life.
Well, that is the exact reason for the Playdate business card.
I like it.
She said she received one and is hyping the idea because it makes coordinating play dates so much easier because you can get the parents' contact info.
It's all on there.
It includes stuff like a photo, Roblox usernames, interests,
allergies,
all the stuff. And it really can be. And I thought, well, you know, there are pro parents and there are less pro parents, but this is a really useful
idea. You could put your entire schedule on there.
You could.
Actually, if you've got a little website link, I think you just mentioned the website. You could, back at the first thing that popped up would be availability of play dates. Just click here to sign up for a play date.
Often parents end up linking up because of birthday invites or school events or exchanging numbers at the park, but this business card thing might help you.
I like it. Just to have it ready. To not have to say or to not be like, give me your phone number, pull out the, you know, no, my hands are full of a baby, the diaper bag and the baby and the older kid, and here's a card. Goodbye. I'll see you later. What is it?
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh.
How did we get to 7 o'clock?
I don't know. Some great news, movies and TV.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.